inspiration of the name for a start. I mean, why was it called Schoolhouse Management?
Quite simple. I after 2 years of managing the band, and after 2 years with Arista Records as our distributor, the only person left at Arista that we actually liked, ironically, was the lawyer, Robert White. Right. He was a nice chap. We got on well with him. He was incredibly posh, very English, and we were very Scottish, so there's quite a difference, as you well know.
Yeah.
And we liked Robert. He was eccentric. He was an eccentric Englishman, and he kind of hated Arista. We knew it. He was uncomfortable there. There was a change in managing director while we were there for that 2 years, and he resented the fact he didn't get the job. So he was a bit bitter, and he talked about leaving. Simple Minds, in the meantime, needed a manager, because I said to him, look, I'm your record company boss, although I was managing them. And I said, you need a manager? And he said, don't be daft, you're managing us. I said, yeah, but I'm also Zoom Records. And I said, well, we don't care. We don't see a conflict. We're happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I'm not too sure. I'm nervous about being your manager full-time. And would you mind if I brought a partner in? I know you quite like that guy, Robert White, the lawyer. But I'd quite like to bring somebody serious in, you know, an accountant or a lawyer to do the serious stuff. And I could be the flamboyant PR, you know, front, you know, the inspirational one, if you like. But we need somebody sensible.
Yeah.
And how about bringing in Robert White? And they said, look, that's very much up to you if you want to make him your partner. But he is not our manager. You're our manager. As long as you're our manager and you're the key man in any contract, then we're happy if you have a partner. And we like Robert, he seems okay, but he's not our manager, you know?
Yeah.
I said, that's fine. He's going to be essentially doing legal work and business affairs, you know, so don't worry about that. So I offered Robert a partnership to come and join me, and he agreed. Asked for a bit of money, mm-hmm. which I gave him, and he gave his job up at Arista and joined me in management. And we weren't making money at that time, so it was quite brave of him to do that. It's also brave of me, because I, at the same time, gave up my record shops. So the pair of us went full-time.
Yeah.
And we said, we better think of a name. And Robert said, well, I've just moved into the schoolhouse just outside Berwick, an old village schoolhouse. Why don't we call it Schoolhouse? And I said, well, that's a nice, stupid name. Yeah, let's do that. So that's where the name comes from. Robert lived in the schoolhouse in a little country hamlet outside Berwick.